Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Christmas Day. If you're catching up with these later, hope you had a great holiday. If you're with us day by day, I hope and pray it is the best day of such wonderful joy with you and your family, you and your friends, most importantly, you and your Jesus. He's yours. You possess and he possesses. You are his son and he is your father. You are his friend. Celebrate the fact that God became a man, lived on this earth, performed great miracles, showed us great love, and then died as the ultimate expression of that love, to reconcile the world back to God. The one verse I want to use today is from Luke chapter 2, verse 14. This is the angels speaking to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. But I want to bring out something that the Greek says better than the English. This verse in the Greek sounds a little more like this. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace toward men of goodwill. Or as some have translated it, peace toward men of peace. And you could say it this way. Jesus brought peace to those who are peacemakers. He brought peace toward people who seek after peace. He did not bring the ultimate expression of peace on planet Earth. We do not see total peace everywhere. Jesus brought the access to peace toward men who would seek after peace. It's what Paul would call peace that passes understanding. Really passes the ability to be understood. Jesus would leave this peace with his disciples when he said, "My peace I leave with you, not in the manner or the way in which the world leaves it with you." Jesus gave his disciples the ability to do the same thing with that peace. He said, if you go into a home and they receive you, leave them your peace. Now, that doesn't mean when you leave it, you don't have any more. And that's because only the peace of God is absolutely inexhaustible. The more that you use, the more that is there. This is the very nature of the giver God. When Jesus multiplies bread and fish, he doesn't just multiply enough, he multiplies more than enough, so that as long as the hand reaches into the basket, there is more to pull. So whenever you give your peace, as long as the hand reaches into the basket, there is more to pull. When Christ came, and it was glory to God on the highest and on earth peace, toward men of peace, toward men of goodwill. It was God saying there is as much peace toward men that want peace as they could ever have. All they have to do is receive this Christ. Jesus came into a world that, granted, was a little disappointed with what he became. You know, many people were looking for a Messiah, and Jesus was promising. But they had been looking for too long since the Maccabees of Malachi's era. They had been looking for too long for a military Messiah. Someone who would do what Matthias and his sons did to Antiochus IV and renew and rebuild, restore. But Christ was not just in the renew, rebuild, restore business. He was in the recreation business. A Messiah that brought a new kingdom, a kingdom of peace. Kingdom not of the sword, which still dominates the planet, but a kingdom of the cross, which I believe is winning slowly but surely. Rest today in the kingdom of the cross, and for those of you looking for peace, it's found in him. Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.